This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 372 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be jumping into examples of content pillars in specific niches of bloggers. I'm going to give you exact examples from very specific niches. Now, if you have been listening to the podcast over the course of the last couple weeks, you know that I've been talking about content pillars, and I've been each week diving deeper into giving you a better understanding of how to put everything into practice. This is exactly what I do inside Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders, which is my membership site. Inside my membership site, I give you weekly trainings that dive deeper into a concept to be able to provide you with the lesson of how to do it, give you the accountability to make sure that you implement it, and then continue so that we fully develop that strategy or that specific plan that we are trying to create for you. Because when it comes to these things, you have to have a plan. You cannot simply just throw things against the wall and see what's going to stick. So if you are not a member of the Insiders Group, please join us. We open enrollment at any time. You also can cancel at any time, so there's no risk. If you decide it's not the right fit for you, you don't have to stay. We do find that most people stay with us for quite some time because I am giving you the most up-to-date strategies that are what is working right now so that you can put it into practice. All right. So today we're really going to explore real life examples of content pillars tailored to bloggers in niche markets. I want to be able to give you those very specific examples. So if you are unfamiliar yet with what are content pillars and why are they important, you're going to want to go back to some episodes, but it's all linked within the blog post. So make sure that you jump into that. We're linking right to it so that you can make sure that you read through, know exactly what it is, or even listen to that episode. We also have already broken down the specific types of content pillars. I've told you exactly what exactly you can expect to get out of these content pillars, whether it is blog, email marketing, or social media marketing. And I've explained what those are. We are linking to those again in the blog post so that if you missed on what is a how-to pillar of content, you can click on that and be able to go through and not only see the example that I'm giving you right now in this episode, but go back to see the explanation of what exactly that is. So let's talk about example of content pillars in blog content. The first content pillar is that how to, getting from A all the way to Z. So if we are looking at a food blogger that is trying to give me an A to Z explanation of how I can, and let's say not even, maybe they do food, but they have a nutrition aspect kind of tied into what they do. And they are looking to be able to create so that I can become more low carb. Well, that how-to is going to be able to show me exactly how I can start to put in different ingredients and teach me how to make better decisions about the food that I eat. They're going to provide me with recipes. They're going to show me the substitutions that I need. They're going to show me how to be able to shop. They're going to show me the shopping list that I need to have. And they're going to talk about maybe different products that are better than others because one is more low carb than the other. That would be a how-to for a food blogger. You go back to last week or 2 weeks ago where we talked about the types of content. I always gave a quick example about a DIYer as well as a how-to. Now, the next piece of blog content pillar that we're going to talk about within blog content is going to be that guide. So a guide is going to be something that is going to fully explain how we're going to be able to do something. So let's say, for example, potty training. We all know as parents that potty training is not a how-to. It's not step A all the way to step Z because there are lots of things that are going to happen in between and you're going to have to determine what is the right fit for you. So a guide may be a better content pillar for a parenting blogger that talks about potty training because they're going to give you every aspect of potty training of what could go wrong, wrong? What could go right? What are some of the decisions that you need to make? What are the things that you need to have? They're going to give you that full guide of being able to show you the aspect of being able to put potty training and getting your child to be potty trained. All right. A what is, when it comes to blog content, is the next content pillar. And what is a full explanation of something. It is going to give me exactly what I need to do in order to implement it. So, as an example, a music blogger may go through and explain exactly what classical music is. It's going to give me every single aspect. It'll provide me with the history. It'll provide me with why things changed, what was important, who were the influences. It's going to provide me with the what is as far as all of the most maybe important classical people that created the content or created the music, okay? That's going to be my what is. And then my resource for blog content could potentially be a list that is going to be linked within content that further explains each of those. So a great resource could potentially be if you are talking about all the best hotels to use when traveling with your dogs, and you are talking maybe specifically in the South. That resource would give me not only a resource page where I'm going to have all the list of the hotels that are perfect to travel with my dog, but it's also then going to provide me with articles that go even deeper into those hotels. Because maybe I am a person that is traveling with two dogs and the hotel you're talking about is only for one. Or you're talking about a hotel that you want to be able to go with your dog because you're going hiking. Or maybe you're someone that doesn't hike, like myself. You want to be able to just go on brewery tours with your dog and be able to stay in a hotel. That is going to then have those articles coming off that resource that provides all that information. It's not a how-to, it's not a guide, it's not a what is. It is a resource that provides you with everything. And then each of the articles could potentially go into more specifically what it is that you're talking about within your niche. Okay, so that's your blog content. Now, if we're looking at examples of content pillars in email and social media marketing, we talked about that there are five different pillars of content when you're looking at those. So let's start off with educational. In an educational piece of content, whether it's email or social, I am going to try to teach them something quickly in that email or social media. And in what I am teaching, I am then going to have a call to action that sends them to it. So let's say I'm trying to, as a food blogger, teach them that the best time of year to buy their squash is in September. And again, this may not be true, but let's just say. And we're going to create the email marketing that goes along with that for social media because we have a blog post about a recipe that uses the squash, so it's perfect for September. Let's just say that that's the time of year. So that's going to be the educational piece. And then the call to action is go grab the recipe. You're connecting it, you see?
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
All right. Next piece is going to be that inspirational. So a lot of times when it comes to inspirational, it's easy for those that when you are maybe can make it seasonal. So let's say you are a DIYer, but specifically a craft blogger, okay? And you're trying to talk about something inspirational to get your people to want to click through to the blog post that you have about creating a handmade ornament that can be handed down generation after generation. Well, you're going to tell an inspirational story about how maybe you lost an ornament or how you wish you had done this because as your children grew up, you found that you didn't have as much time with them as you thought you were going to have and wished that you had created this handmade ornament or that you did create this handmade ornament with your children. And as they grew up, you were able to see it over time. And now you have this almost legacy of a handmade ornament that you can pass on from generation to generation. That's the inspirational, okay? Telling a story, call to action is now go make the ornament. Here's the blog post that teaches you how to do it, okay? The next one is going to be entertainment. So the entertainment has to be connected to the call to action to go to your blog post or buy your thing, right? So I do not want to see a food blogger doing a recent viral TikTok dance about making my husband pick up the laundry. That is the dumbest thing you could possibly do. You're going to go potentially viral because it's already something that's going viral. And you're going to gain people that are not interested in recipes. They just thought you were funny about talking about your husband. So connect the entertainment to what you are doing. This is especially going to work well when it comes to Reels and TikTok because you don't want to simply be talking to me, potentially to your audience. Maybe you want to be able to do some of the flashes in and out of catching their attention with the cuts that you make. That's where the entertainment piece is going to come in. Just make sure that you tie it to your content of what you are trying to send them to for the call to action. The fourth pillar for social media and for email is going to be advocacy. And this is especially easy if you have a specific something that you're interested in and that is really important to you, body image, loss, whatever this might be, and if it is the month for it. So maybe Asperger's or even autism, whatever it might be that is the cause that you are advocating for, if there's a month that they particularly have, this is where you're going to talk about it on email and social media. It's probably something that you've already brought into your content then. Most people, when you have something that you are very connected to as far as a cause, it's because you have that background. So you've probably already told the story within your content. You don't want to necessarily pull out something, a cause that you're interested in, and you've never ever talked about it. You've never tied it into something else that you have done. So even if you are a food blogger and maybe you have had a sister that went through loss and it's not you, but it's something that's really important to you. Maybe you talked about it in one of your recipes that you were creating because you were trying to create something that was a comforting recipe for your sister at that time, whatever it might be. That's where you would then connect it and be able to tie in the advocacy, being able to have that call to action for it and being able to help. Now, some of you may actually advocate in your content. My parenting bloggers, my bloggers that talk about loss, and maybe those that talk about divorce and marriage and all of those issues that are things that are causes, but also my educators that talk about homeschooling, you may naturally find advocacy easier. Not everyone is going to be able to use this pillar of content as part of their marketing because it may not be something that you've connected within your content, and that's fine. But if you have, this is where you can tie it in, and it's easier, obviously, to do when it is connected to a specific month that is honoring that, okay? The last pillar of content pillar in email and social media marketing is going to be promotional. And this is again where we talk about if you're doing social media, if you're doing email marketing, you're doing that promotional sales sequence that we really have broken down when we talked about the sales funnel and in the past. So go back into those episodes. We're going to link to it, like I always say in the blog post, but make sure that you go back to that, okay? When you're doing the promotion, you still want to be able to make sure that you are hitting on the pain points that your product or service is going to solve for them. And that's where you then would have that call to action. So when you are looking at doing this promotional content pillar for email and social media, you're able to focus on the pain point that you solve and how you solve it. And this can be done whether you were talking about a cookbook, whether you are talking about a course that teaches them how to create a backdrop for photography, whatever it is. your promotional should always make sure that's in that promotional sequence of hitting on the pain points, really tying it back, being able to show how other students have had success, and being able to answer any questions that they have. All right, you guys, if you are finding these episodes and you really want, you have so many questions on your mind because you want to see how it would specifically work within your niche, I did my best in this episode to be able to take a look at the specific examples in niche markets so that you can see how these can apply to you. But if you have those questions still, this is where you need to join the Insiders membership. It is going to give you that access to me to be able to ask me the questions live while I'm doing the training, as well as then hold you accountable individually, so that when we have a group coaching call, I can make sure that you're on track to do implementing what we talked about you were going to implement. You can hop over to the show notes and we are going to link to that. You can also send me a DM on Instagram at Jenny_Melrose, and I will send you a link directly so that you can make sure that you get your tush in here and we can get you set up to make sure that 2024 moving forward is the best year yet for you. All right, you guys, until next time, I will see you all then.